Less than 15 minutes after Aloha Airlines Flight 243 departed from Hilo, Hawaii, bound for Honolulu, a 20-foot section of the fuselage peeled away immediately behind the cockpit, exposing terrified passengers to the elements almost 5 miles above the earth. In the 13 minutes it took for the pilot to land the plane, some passengers prayed, others cried, while still others waited to die. Tragically, a flight attendant lost her life in that incident in 1988, although incredibly everyone else survived, although some were seriously injured. More lives would certainly have been lost, except that the passengers in the most affected section of this stricken airliner were buckled in. There's a lesson there. The question for your life isn't, shall trouble come? We've been assured in Scripture it most certainly will. The question to be asked and answered is, are you buckled in? In John 15, Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." John 15, 4. This old world is going to shake a lot harder as we approach the return of Jesus. We're seeing signs around us as plain as day that the planet and society are both coming apart at the seams. Socially and politically and economically, these are challenging times, and believers in Jesus shouldn't believe that the challenges facing the world today won't face them. They will. But if you're buckled in, you can know that you're facing the future with your life hidden in the life of Jesus. The turbulence we're experiencing in this world is a call from God to be ready for Jesus' return. He's coming back soon. So buckle in. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Surrender your life to Him. And whatever happens, you're in His hands. I'm John Bradshaw, for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.